Alright. Let's see, I asked you about a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country. Have you ever heard that called a bar ditch or a barra ditch or a grader ditch or a gutter ditch?
We call it gutters, but now they call that something else, at least.
Drainage ditch?
They're digging the ditch beside the road to drain the water off.
Mm-hmm.
The culvert?
Okay.
I believe that's it.
Okay.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Well, now, just if it didn't have that specific function, but if there was just this thing dug along the side of the road, would you just normally refer to it as a ditch?
Ditch? I guess you would, uh-huh.
Okay.
They're digging a ditch that's along the highway. They're digging that ditch to keep the water drained or something like that.
Okay. Now, I asked you about lodge worms that are used for bait, and you told me about a kind that grows on trees. Are those Catawba worms?
Maybe it is.
Is that?
I believe that's what Emma Judy calls them.
Okay.
There's two in that field, and people come down. I told her, ain't you scared of them? She said, Mama, don't fool with them worms. They're about that, and they're so big.
Uh-huh.
And they quiet time they hit the ground. And I was picking beans, and there was a man up in the tree gathering them, putting them in a glass jar.
Yeah.
And some fell out, and I wouldn't pick no more beans because it fell down on the bean.
I don't blame you.
That went on back out to the house. They lived over in the other section of town. Where the water tank is.
Let's see. Now, I asked you about an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever heard an insect that fits that description called a dragonfly or a snake doctor or a snake feeder?
Oh, snake doctor? Good God, yes. And I'm just as scared of them as a wolf. Yeah, snake doctor. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I couldn't get my mind on.
But that fits, does that fit that description?
Yeah, that fits the description. Okay. Uh-huh. Big black wings and little bitty, and that thing that's in front of them that'll stick you if you sting you, hit you,
uh-huh.
That long, uh-huh, yeah. Snake doctor.
Now, let's see, I asked you about a person wearing funny-looking clothes. Would you ever say he looks Dutchy or slouchy or tacky?
Slouchy.
Slouchy.
Oh, slouchy. I just couldn't think, honey.
And would that be true of a man or a woman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, she just looks so slouchy.
Okay.
I just won't do something so far,
Okay. Now, let's see, I asked you about something that brings bad luck. Have you ever heard anything that brings bad luck, called a jinx?
Yeah.
Or a hoodoo?
Yeah, hoodoo. You know, I said that a while ago.
Yeah, but now you said that was a person. A hoodoo would be a person.
Yeah, but I've never heard of a haunt being named that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a person that people claims they go to and do things to get things to go their way and all that stuff. And, of course, I don't believe in such stuff, and I just call it hoodoo or fortune teller or a person that makes things go well when you do something like that. But I don't believe in those junk. I wasn't raised that way. My mother and dad didn't.
Let's see. I asked you about some names for cheap whiskey. Have you ever heard it called Kill 'em Quick or Bust Head or Pop Skull or Rot Gut?
Yeah, Pop Skull, Lord.
White Lightning?
Mm-hmm. White Lightning. Yes, I have. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, things like that's not on my mind. I might think of it. And talking on.
Sure.
Later on.
Well, that's why I'm coming back to these things, so we
sure.
can just pick them up, because I didn't want to make you stop and worry about them at that time. Let's see. If somebody says, what were you doing yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
You'd say, yesterday we what?
Went to town.
Or, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or if somebody says, what were you doing yesterday? You'd say, yesterday we what?
We went to.
Well, if you wanted to say, we what going? You'd say, we.
We are going.
Well, if you wanted to put that in the past, though, you'd say, we what going? Today we are going, yesterday we what going?
We went. No, that's not.
Well, would you say we was going or we were going?
We were going.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We were.
Mm-hmm.
More than one.
Now, there's one of them that I messed up. If a man and a woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get
married.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, if a person is in trouble, you would try to what him? You try to give him aid or you try to?
What, help him?
Uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at?
Tables.
Well, would you say this word for me?
Desk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they do sit at desks now, or tables.
Now, I asked you about a little animal that lives in the ocean, and it grows to be about that long. And when you cook it, it curls up, and you said these were the things that you could buy in the store that were breaded.
Oh, God, I can't think of it. I know what
would you,
it.
Would you pronounce that word for me?
Shrimp. Okay. Yeah. Because the place I worked at when I got sick, they had them a lot of times. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that seems to be all. I guess I can let you go to work now.
Well,